a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Hi. You know what this is? Looks like a flower, doesn't it? I bet your mom knows what it is. Mm-hmm. Anybody who washes glasses might know. It has to do with washing glasses, has to do with washing glass. Yep. And I'm going to do just that in just a minute. If you don't mind, a couple things to clean up in the kitchen before we get on with today's business. Oh, first we ought to feed the fish, though. Let's do it. How are you, fish? Pretty good. Here's a little food for you. Hi. Jump right up and get it. See them go whoop, whoop, and get the... Mm-hmm. Have a good day, friends, fish. Now, here are the glasses. This is that sample of liquid detergent that Mr. McFeely gave me on Monday. Might as well try it. Sure. In with the water, in with the detergent. Not too much. Make just enough suds for the glasses. Mm-hmm. Now this thing. See how it goes in? Yeah. Do you ever help with the dishes? You know, something when you're learning your numbers, when you help with the dishes, you could just count them. Count all the dishes. Mm-hmm. One and one are two. You try not to drop them. Yeah. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten. One and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight, and eight and two are ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Have you ever been in a big restaurant where a lot of people were eating? Have you? Well, you know that not one person does the dishes there. Oh, no. No, there are a lot of people who help do the dishes. In fact, we could ask picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all dishwashing in a large restaurant? Let's just see if it could. There's some trays with plates on. The man puts those trays. That big wheel cart. Mm-hmm. and in it goes to a conveyor belt. Look at the trays going down that conveyor belt. Just moving along. And there's a man in the other room taking them off the conveyor belt. He takes off all of the extra food and puts the silverware in the water and the paper on the side. Now they're all scraped off. Down the belt they go. There's another tray that he puts them in. He stands them up. That's a rack, and he's getting that rack ready to put it in the automatic dishwasher. There must have been a lot of people eating in that place. He sprays it off now. Look at the water now, coming down from the top and up from the bottom. Dishes go in there with the water and the soap. It's very hot water, too. And that's the machine that they're in. And out they come from the machine, and that gentleman is putting them in piles and getting them ready for the next meal that that restaurant will have. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. That's great. See what Picture Picture says? You're welcome. Do you hear something? It sounds like bagpipe music to me. Let's look out on the porch. It is. Oh, that's Mr. Barker. Hi.
Hi,
oh, I'm glad to see you.
Well, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Well, boy,
fine.
You're all dressed up.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, on your way to play somewhere?
I'm on my way to play at King Friday's. I'm going to play at the castle this afternoon.
Oh, I've always wanted to be able to play.
Would you like to try it?
I'd like to try,
but... Oh, come on. Why don't you?
Is it hard?
No, not very hard. Put your arm right around like that, Mr. Rogers, and you blow right through this stick right here. Good. Yeah. Now, blow real hard now.
Mr. Barker. These
blow
are my
right
friends.
Up.
You blow in here.
Blow right up there. Real hard. A lot more air.
A lot more air.
That's it. You're coming. Oh, that's good, Mr. Rogers. More air. Keep coming. That's
isn't it?
Well, it's not that hard. You could be playing probably in about 6 or 8 weeks if you practiced every day.
Boy, it must take a lot of... Would you play something for
me?
Oh,
would you like to hear something?
Something better than that.
Well, you played very well for the first time, Mr. Rogers. First of all, you put it over your shoulder like this.
Those are kind of three pipes.
Mm-hmm. And you blow it up.
That's beautiful. You just feel like
just
marching.
Just feel like marching along. Well, I've got to run along now, Mr. Rogers.
Why?
I've got to play at King Friday's.
Oh, you're over there.
Yes, I'm over at the castle this afternoon.
Well, have a good one.
Thank you. Good to see you, Mr. Rogers.
Good to see you, Mr. Barker. Dum, 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 dum. I didn't know it was that hard to play. My goodness. You blow and blow and blow, and it takes a long time to get the noise to come out. Yeah. Maybe we could just take a look into the neighborhood of make-believe and see what's going on there. Let's use our pretend telescope today, okay? Say, that looks like a little Scotty dog to me.
You'll take the high road and I'll take the low road, and we'll get to X's afore me. For me and my Scotty have been away so long, but we're back again and knock on the door now.
Thought I heard a little knocking. Hey, hello there, doggy. How in the world are you?
I'm very fine, Exon. How are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. I never knew... Oh, that's you, Mr. Anybody.
Oh, well, you thought it was the dog talking, didn't you?
Oh, I want to thank you for the beautiful stone you left me yesterday.
Oh, did you have a nice picnic yesterday?
Oh, we had a wonderful picnic. Henrietta and I, what about this dog? Is he your dog?
Aye, this is a wee Scotty dog, and his name is Mac.
Hi, Mac.
That's X.
we should show him to Henrietta. 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 Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, my dog.
Dogs and cats didn't get along so good sometimes.
Oh, well, sometimes cats are afraid of dogs, aren't they?
But this is a friendly dog. Henrietta.
Meow.
It's a friendly dog called Mac come to visit you.
Meow, 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 Mac, meow.
Meow, meow, Mac, meow, meow, lovely dog, meow, meow, friend.
Meow, meow, friend.
Mm. Oh, meow, meow, kisses.
Meow, meow, kiss me, meow.
Kisses now. Kisses, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, let me come closer, meow. Meow, meow, let Henrietta meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Meow, Mac.
Meow, Mac. Meow, thank you.
Oh, see, there you are.
You're not a mean dog, Mac, meow. Meow, meow, your dog, Mr. Anybody, meow.
Well, we're going to take more to the castle, Henrietta, sweetheart.
Meow, meow, so glad, meow, see you. Meow, thank you, meow, meow, stone.
Oh, meow, meow, picnic, nice, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, wonderful picnic.
Oh, meow, meow, king, to the castle we'll have to go to the S room, meow.
Oh, you're going to the S room?
Yes, we are now.
What's S standing for?
S is going to stand for Scotland.
Oh, Scotland today.
Aye, it's away across the sea, but we're having a lovely day in the neighborhood of make-believe about Scotland today.
Meow, meow, wonderful.
So, we'll see you in a while now.
Goodbye, have a good time.
Aye, here we go now. We're going to call Miss Politicky.
Meow, meow, meow.
Hello there now, Miss Politicky there. Oh, she says we're welcome in the neighborhood and the king is in the S room. Aye, we've just come here. I've got Scotty with me, a dog called Mac, and I'd like to take him in if we may, please. Oh, is that what she said right away? We'll be right in, Miss Politicky. Thank you very much. Goodbye now.
Hey there, Mr. Anybody.
Oh, dear now, Mr. Pashley.
Oh, how glad I... Well, you've got a big dog with you today.
Hi, his name is Mac.
Hello there, Mac.
Yes, Mac's a Scotty dog, you know.
Why, a fine dog. Well, you're dressed up like a Scotman, too, aren't you?
Aye, I'm on my way to the castle.
Well, have a good time, Mr. Anybody.
I want to say it's a lovely factory you've got, you know.
Well, we're very proud of it, yes. We just built it right up after we had the accident.
I heard about that when I was away, you know, but now that I'm back, I'm glad to see you've got a fine new rocket factory.
Thanks, Mr. Anybody. Anybody, I'm glad you're here.
See you soon now.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mac.
Now you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. We'll get to the castle afore ye. That's the trolley.
Mr. Barker, that was just wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, King Friday.
Yeah, I certainly did. My Lady Sarah Saturday and I think you're an excellent piper.
Well, thank you, Your Highness. I appreciate your telling me that.
I have a recording of bagpipe players myself.
You do?
Yes.
You like bagpipe music, do you, King Friday?
Yes, I do, and sometime I'll play
I'd
you
I'd love to hear it sometime. I really would.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road.
Mr. Anybody, I'm so glad to see you.
It's nice to see you, Miss Saturday, too.
Mr. Anybody, I'd like to present Mr. Barker, our piper.
Mr. Barker, a fine piper you are, too, sir.
Will you excuse me? I'm going to get the dancers.
Oh, thank you. Yes, the Scott dancers.
Mr. Anybody, who is your dog here?
My dog is called Mac.
Oh.
Mac, this is Sarah Saturday.
How do you do, Mac?
And this is His Highness King Friday the 13th.
How do you do, Mac? You're a fine dog, you are.
I thought you might like him to come along to sort of brighten up your festivities also, along with your dancers and your pipers.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you for bringing him.
All right.
Mac, would you like to stay on the floor and watch the dancers when they come?
Would you like that, Mac?
There's a nice floor here for you. Oh, thank you.
Small kiss for you.
I know.
There you go, Mac. Have yourself a time.
Yes, have a good time, Mac.
Oh, there they seem to be coming. Why, those are two gentlemen coming.
Isn't that special?
Absolutely marvelous, my lady.
Oh, yes.
Gentlemen, come and present yourselves, please.
John Morrison, Your Highness.
John Duxbury, Your Highness.
Excellent, gentlemen. I wish to compliment you on your fine performance and introduce you to this lady, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, I'm just delighted, sirs.
And Mr. Anybody.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Pleasure.
Excellent. Did you see her go like that and then march on?
Aye, they're braw Heeland laddies, sire.
Yes, well, I wonder where Mr. Barker is.
He's going to be here in just a moment, and I thought right now I'd like to sing you a small Scottish air, if I may, please.
Oh, I'd love that.
With words by the immortal Robbie Burns.
Oh.
It's called Ye Banks and Braes o' Bonnie Doon.
Oh, thank you.
Ye banks and braes o' bonny Doon, how can ye bloom sae fresh and fair? How can ye chant ye little birds while I stay weary full o' care? You'll break my heart, thou warbling birds, that wanton through the flowering thorn. Thou minds me, O departed joys, departed ne'er to.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
And you call it air, do you?
Aye, I call it a Scottish air.
Oh, an air is a song.
Aye.
Oh, look over there. I see Mr. Barker and the young lady.
My, look at this.
Oh, look at them coming. Good.
Excellent young ladies, weren't they, though?
Lovely lassies.
Oh, yes, I'd love to meet them.
Oh, good, Mr. Barker.
Yes, Your Highness. Girls, I'd like you to meet His Highness King Friday.
How do you do, King
introduce yourselves
Friday
and present
and
yourselves.
Sarah Saturday. Heather Moore.
Oh, Heather, I'm so glad to meet you.
Barbara Bird, Your Highness.
Oh, Barbara, welcome to our castle.
Terry Rogers, Your Highness.
Oh, thank you, Terry Rogers.
Oh, how lovely to meet these young ladies. I'm just sure that Mac enjoyed your dancing.
Aye, Mac did it enjoy it very, very much.
We'd like to invite all of you to the R room for refreshments, if you'd care to come.
It's not very hard to find at all.
Nice.
It's just around the corner. We're in the S room now, and it's just around the corner there. Let's go and have some refreshments.
That's right. Let's
come on, Mac.
A special day for Scotland in the S room of the castle. Would you ever like to be able to learn how to do those dances? Or the pipes? Would you like to be able to play the pipe? Not easy. No, sir, it takes a lot of practice. So off they went to the R room to have some refreshments. Wonder what they'll be eating. Oh, probably some cookies. And maybe some milk. And some tea. I think people like tea in Scotland. Wonder what Mac the dog will be eating in the R room. Oh, Mac! My goodness, where'd you come from? The castle? I thought you were supposed to be with Mr. Anybody. Oh, why don't you come in with me? He'll probably come and get you in just a second. Yeah, come on inside. Come on in, Mac. Come on, I've got a ball you might like to play with. Look here, Mac. Look. Would you like to play with that ball? You have it in your mouth? Where is it? Oh, here. He likes to jump for the ball. Here, Mac. Here you go, boy. Wait a minute. There's somebody at the door. Oh,
hello,
Mr. Anybody. Hi.
I think I've lost my dog.
Oh, no, he's here.
Oh, Mac. Mac.
Here.
Here you are.
Look who's here, Mac.
Oh.
Your friend, Mr.
On.
Anybody.
Come on. Oh, you look beautiful. You've come to the right place, too.
I thought he was supposed to be with you at the R room.
Well,
I guess he wanted to run out and have himself a little time by himself. You know, sometimes it's nice to be by yourself.
Of course it is.
Sure, and then it's nice to have friends to come and see, too, like you, Mr. Rogers.
It sure is. Boy, did you have a time today in the S room.
Oh, did you see the concert?
Oh.
And the dancing and the piping?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, aye, it made my Scotty heart feel good inside. You know that?
I'm sure it did. Made this Scotty dog glad, too.
Oh, yeah, it was nice for him to see all of his people again.
Come on, sit down over here while I change my shoes.
Thank you very much. Come on.
It's almost time for me to go to work.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, well. There he is.
What did you eat when you went to the R room? I was wondering.
Well, no. I think Edgar Cook at the castle made us something very, very special.
Yeah?
And we had some cookies. Some shortbread.
Oh, shortbread.
Have you ever heard of shortbread?
Uh-huh.
Ah, well, that's a real Scotch dish, you know. And so we had some shortbread and we had some milk.
Milk?
Oh, aye, milk makes you good and strong, you know.
Sure does.
Aye. And I wonder what you had here. Did he have anything here?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
We'll have to get him some dog biscuit later.
Aye, that'll be nice for him. He likes dog biscuits very much.
Time for me to change my clothes. I'll be right back with you.
Right. By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny brae, for the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond. I was just singing a wee Scotch song too.
Good. Maybe you'd sing the Tomorrow song with us, would you?
Oh, can we?
Sure.
All right.
How about you, would you? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two, good. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you and you, Mac. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is happy.
Right.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you.
And you.
You make each day such a special day. You know how to say goodbye in Scotland way?
In Scotland way, say it for them.
I have a.
I have a.
I have a is goodbye. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.